In recent years, we've watched new developments rise up in neighborhoods bordering the Beltline's East Side Trail from Inman Park to the old Fourth Ward. But the growth hasn't spread farther north to Ponce de Leon yet, that is. Architect and Curbed Atlanta editor Michael Kahn says the area, long overlooked, is now beginning to show signs of change. He sat down with Stephanie Stokes to talk about Ponce de Leon's potential and its past.
Ponce de Leon was a major thoroughfare in Atlanta in the early 1900s. You had a major streetcar line running out Ponce all the way to an amusement park in Ponce Springs, near where the Sears and Roebuck building, now Ponce City Market, is located. You had a baseball stadium out there as well. And Ponce served as the main connector between the city and Stone Mountain. So as Atlanta developed in the early 1900s, that was one of the grand avenues that took people directly into the core of the city. So you had larger hotels built there in the 19-teens and 1920s, the Claremont being representative of one of those. And you had commercial development as well. Some vestiges of that still remain. The shopping center where the Plaza Theater is at Highland and Ponce, for example.
How did this stretch of Ponce de Leon Avenue fall into a sort of neglect?
Like many major streets in Atlanta and many in-town areas in Atlanta, in the 40s and 50s, as we begin to build interstates, the importance of those main thoroughfares through the city really began to diminish. And you had a lot of people leaving to go to the suburbs at that time, and the older housing stock was really falling into disrepair. So those homes from the early 1900s, even late 1800s, were really outdated by that point, and people wanted newer housing stock and newer amenities, shopping malls and things that weren't offered in town. While Virginia Highland really maintained its core, the wealth remained in that area. The area to the south, Ponce Highlands, really began to deteriorate. And at one point, a large swath of the neighborhood was bulldozed in preparation for the construction of an interstate that never got built. And so that's how the area ended up with Freedom Parkway and the Carter Library and Carter Center. Is in the 60s, at that point, there was very little interest and very little left to advocate for. And so this urban renewal project of this construction of the interstate moved far enough forward that you had destruction of a large swath of that urban fabric. And that's really just a testament to how little value is placed on this area after mid-century.
Could that be why, unlike Inman Park or some of these other in-town neighborhoods, some of the housing around Ponce Highland remains affordable?
To many people, Ponce Highlands is still rough around the edges. Obviously, the Beltline was a major catalyst for development on the east side of Atlanta, south of Ponce Highlands, and we saw the development of high-end residential in Inman Park, in Old Fourth Ward, because of this new amenity, the Beltline. And so, even though the path trail out Freedom Parkway to Stone Mountain has been there for a long time, it did not have the impact that the Beltline had. So now that we've reached a concentration of development in the hot areas of Inman Park and Old Fourth Ward, there's this growth northward of that positive development into Ponce Highlands. And so along Highland Avenue, which stretches all the way from Ponce Highlands through Inman Park and Old Fourth Ward to downtown Atlanta, you're beginning to see this development come northward.
What are some of the things that you've seen recently happening there?
Well, there are some very visible projects on Highland near Ponce de Leon. Just south of that intersection, you have a major redevelopment of a site formerly owned by a church. The church still remains, but a lot of older administrative buildings were demolished to make way for the typical mixed-use residential retail mix that we're seeing all over Atlanta. There are quite a few sites on Ponce now that are coming up for redevelopment. There's an old house from the 1920s that just came on the market, completely gutted. Really, the architectural character is still there on the outside, but sitting on a fairly small parcel. and asking well over $1 million. And so there's this recognition that this land, this space now is a hot area and has a lot of value. Just down the street, developers hoping to put 3 townhomes on this tiny lot that's kind of sandwiched in between other development. And again, it's really just indicative of this trend taking hold in the neighborhood. And eventually you're going to see a lot of those lots on Ponce that in the 1950s, 60s, 70s were replaced by very suburban development with a parking lot and maybe a fast food restaurant. Very quickly, that's going to fill in from the Beltline all the way to Briarcliff in this Ponce Highlands neighborhood with a lot more density and a lot more large-scale development that we're seeing in other parts of the city.
So could we see a return to the days when Ponce de Leon Avenue was this center of development and activity?
I really do think that Ponce is going to regain some of its prominence. For a long time, this kind of major thoroughfare, this connector in the city, has really been down on its luck. And some of that luster is going to come back with the redevelopment of the Claremont. We've seen it already at Ponce City Market. It's changed the nature of that street entirely. And so right now we have pockets of positivity on Ponce, but in the long run, you're going to begin to see infill development between those major projects that will raise the prominence of that street again.
That was Michael Kahn, an editor with Curbed Atlanta and an architect with Roster International. He was speaking with WABE Stephanie Stokes.